This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jordan Westberg to return to the Orioles lineup today. Thank goodness for that. Cedric Mullins is expected later on this week. Some are saying Heston Kjerstad could be the odd man out. Ed Norris, your thoughts on that?
I think that's very possible. I've heard the same things, you know, that we all have, I guess, but him possibly being the man out. I think they have, you know, they have quite a bit of outfield talent. I like Kjerstad a lot.
They got enough left-handed bats, though, and I hate saying that.
I think he's not a great fielder. He looks lost out there very often.
So, you know what I'm saying? So the problem is where they're at. Because if you were in first place or if you're battling, then I'm saying then you have to make this move. But if you're going to be this team that's drafting these young players and you're going to find out whether or not they can play, like, get his ass out there.
I don't care where you are. You don't send Heston Kjerstad down. I'm sorry. You got O'Neill coming back, Gold Glover. You got Mullins coming back, should be a Gold Glover. You've got Colton Cowser, who's a Gold Glover finalist.
When does he play, though?
You got three. I understand that, but he's going to play. You can find that bats for him. He's a left-handed hitter. I mean,
you have too many left-handed hitters, though.
But you can find that bats for him. He can DH some. He can go in the outfield some. You can find that bats for him. The guy you got to let go of is Dylan Carlson. Dylan Carlson is here because of his glove. You don't keep a guy because of his glove over your future. You've got three solid defensive outfielders out there.
You do if that guy's not going to play.
You don't keep him but you can find at bats for Heston Kjerstad.
Well, like, again, all right, so we had left-handed pitching, right? Left-handed pitching, right-handed pitching.
Right.
You've got Cedric out there. You've got Colton out there. Are you just making Tyler O'Neill a platoon player? You're going to have O'Hearn DHing.
You can put him out there in the outfield every 3 or 4 days. You can DH him. You can give him three starts a week.
Is that enough?
Yes.
Like, he can play every day in the minors.
I think he needs to stay here. I think you continue to chip away at these guys' confidence when you keep sending them down. I think he's better suited here, being around the major league coaching, being around the major league players. This month alone, last month, three games towards the end of the month, he struck out 6 times in 3 games. So far this month, in 5 games, he only K'd twice, batting .308, slugging of .692, a double, 2 triples. He's turning it around. He's probably starting to feel confident in himself. And just at the height of that confidence, you send him down? I think that's a mistake.
So let me just say this, because I'm giving the other side of it, obviously. Like, I don't want to see him get sent down.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
me either.
But when the only thing I would say is, like, if they're looking at it, and he truly is your fifth outfielder, you would keep a Dylan Carlson around. Because you're talking about his glove, because when you get late in the game, then you put him in for defensive replacement and you feel more comfortable. Yeah. And I think that's how you look at it. Either way you slice it, it's a tough decision, because I said at the beginning of the year, why are you bringing Ryan O'Hearn back if you're going to give Kjerstad at bats? We're happy as hell they did, because he just mashes right-handed pitching. But at some point, you got to bite the bullet. Like, Kobe Mayo's getting an opportunity because Mountcastle get hurt. You got to figure out what you're doing with these guys. Either they're playing every day in the minors, they show you deserve to be here, and then you get them opportunities here. Kjerstad got fortunate that Cowser got hurt, because now it's like, oh, well, you're in the lineup as much as we can get you against right-handed pitching. It's the juggle that you have with these young guys, but Kjærstad isn't getting any younger.
That's why you got to keep him up. 410-583-1057 is the number. You give three starts a week. He pinch hits for you. He gets some at-bats. You keep your eye on him. You keep working him. Keep developing him here. I think there's something about just constantly, I'm making progress right now, and you're sending me down now? I'm making progress? Man, you chip away at these guys' confidence sometime with that. Let's go to Parkville and get Eli. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Kjærstad making progress, messing up. I don't want to see that up here. I mean, send him down to AAA. If anything, they should bring
him up. Where's he messing up?
In the field?
Yeah, in the field. And sometimes he be swinging at anything. Like, I ain't ever hit a baseball, you know.
Have you seen him lately? The key word is progress. Have you seen him lately? He hasn't done that lately. He has not.
Wise, like, I don't want to see that. Like, just bring up somebody else. Like, if we got Kyle's there, if we got O'Neill coming back and Mullins, like, that's three right there. They all can play right, left.
They're not playing every day, though, Eli. Those guys aren't playing every day. Cedric Mullins hasn't played every day in the last 3 years. They're not playing every day. You know, that's the thing about it. He hadn't done it in 3 years. And, and you can't start a conversation all by saying progress, but you don't want to see him messing up, because he is making progress. He is. I mean, that's the whole key of it. I remember this fan base wanting to send Gunnar Henderson to the minors the first 2 months of his rookie of the year season. He's a bust. He's not this. He's not that. He went on to win rookie of the year that same year. You got to let these guys play through it.
It's the same thing about Jackson Holliday.
Exactly.
He's overwhelmed. He's too young. He shouldn't be up here.
You've got to let – you can't have confidence in your ability to draft and develop and then don't have enough confidence in letting these guys play and grow.
And Rob's 100% accurate with this. It's like the frustrating part of some of the things that we've seen are, like, you get log jams at certain positions, and I feel like the Orioles have – drafted well. We've had a lot of outfielders, a lot of left-handed bats. When you look at the construct of the stadium, you want left-handed bats, especially when the wall was out. Now things are a little bit different. You still want left-handed bats, but you got to admit, what is this team wanting against? Left-handed pitching.
Yeah.
We just don't have enough of the right-handed bats to really offset that in the lineup. You do have some everyday players that are lefties. Like, Jackson Holliday should play every day. Gunnar Henderson should play every day. Colton Kowser, outside of when you're spelling them, of course, but should be everyday players in my mind. Mm-hmm. Don't take them out of the lineup. But there has to be some right-handed bats in there. The Tyler O'Neill thing hasn't worked out. And the weird thing is, if they hadn't signed him, would they just be in a fine situation with the young outfielders that they had? But I feel like they felt they had to replace Anthony Santander.
But again, I think he should be the first one to go, because he's not part of the future.
Who's that?
O'Neill. I mean, he's not going to be here for the future.
And you talk about the right-handed hitters against lefties. Yeah. Here's the problem on Sunday. Laureano, 0-for-4, right-handed hitter. Urias went 1-for-4. Mayo, 1-for-4. Rivera, why is he in the lineup? 0-for-3. Why is he? Exactly. That's my point. Like we're talking about letting Kjærstad go to the minors. Well, you got these guys. Who are you? I mean, what are you here for? Beat it.
What happens to Ramon when Westberg comes back? I'm not saying you're getting rid of him. I'm saying, how many at bats is he getting? Are you going to find?
Okay, I was going to say, because if you talk about getting rid of one of those guys, infielder's got to go, I don't know. Folks around here don't like it, but it's got to be Mateo.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, once Westberg's back playing third every day, is Ramon just the guy that's spelling you? Are you going to play him some at first base or even second?
When Ramon's that guy, you know how it is, Jeremy. He's going to find his at-bats.
Batting him in the middle to the top of the lineup.
Ramon has a way of finding at-bats. I don't know how this guy does it every year. He finds his own at-bats.
Just to be clear, that wasn't me saying Ramon should go anymore.
Oh, I know, we all know how you feel. Yeah,
because it's just it's a log jam, and you got to figure out what you're doing. And again, that's Westberg comes back. That's another everyday player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.